Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where at length we developed a thesis based on Yitzchok David Manzitzal to explain Psukim Chof Dalet Chof Ches, and in a nutshell we saw two types of Averos of Gilui Arayos, one where it's a philosophy, that was Canaan, and one where it's just going after Arayos because of a Yetzer Hara, and that's Mitzrayim. And we tied that into the Pesukim very beautifully. We will now continue in Pasuk Chof Dalid. It says in the Torah's Kohanim, Ki b'chol elu nitmu asher ani mishalech mipneichem. It says that all of these that you are contaminated, you shouldn't contaminate yourself with everything that you are contaminated with, that everything that those who were before you, who I'm sending away, were contaminated with. So stay away from what those who were before you contaminated themselves with. You should not contaminate yourself with that. So it says in the Torah's Kohanim, Nitmu is referring to the Mitzrim, and Asher Nim Shalech Mipneichem is referring to the Canaanim. And apparently it doesn't make sense. What do the Mitzrim have to do here? The whole parasha is talking about the Canaan, Yoshvei Haaretz, as we see. Chafta Adel Chafches, read the Psukim, it's talking about Canaan, as we read them out, as I read the Psukim last time, we saw. But based on our previous analysis, we understand very well that it says in the Pasuk, Nitmu is talking about the Etzem Maisa HaAveira, that also applied in Mitzrayim. And here we're talking about the unique chait of the Canaanim, not only on the Maisim of Arayus, but on being mafkia themselves, legamrei, from the whole inyan of Arayus, from completely precluding themselves, saying there is no such thing as Arayus, it's not even a Toeva, it's fine, it's Beseder, and that's what the Torah's Kohanim says. That Kibuchol Elu Nitmu. So who's that talking about? That's talking about Mitzrayim. Because that's not Meyuchat to the Canaanim. Even Mitzrayim became Tameh. And besides that, there's Asher Ani Mishalech Mipneichem. That's the Canaanim. That's their own special sin. And that's the Efkor Avon Aleh. They are Mafkia themselves from Arayis. And that's why I'm going to remember the sin of the earth. As we saw, the earth even took upon themselves their sin, because they are now defined by the Anshei Canaan. That's Eretz Canaan. So that's the Biur in the Torah's Kohanim. And in the Torah's Kohanim, on the Pasuk Chavov, it says, Ushmarta, Atem Noim Atem, Atem Shomrim Atem, etc. See there, it talks about how the Jewish people were Shamur, they were Gehit from Arayis, they were guarded from Arayis when they were in Mitzrayim, and we darshan out from the extra Atem. So why are we talking here in this parish of Canaan that in Mitzrayim we were guarding ourselves from Arayis? But based on what we said, it's very beautiful. You can't say that Legabe not being like the Canaanim, we were guarding ourselves, because they didn't have that in Mitzrayim. We didn't have to guard ourselves to not be like the Canaanim in Mitzrayim, because the type of Avera that they were doing in Canaan wasn't happening in Mitzrayim. Canaan is this, that everything is mutter. Canaan is making laws, legalizing forbidden actions, forbidden relations. That didn't happen in Mitzrayim. But the Etzem Maisa HaTumah did happen in Mitzrayim. So it's saying that I want you to guard, the Pasuk is saying, Pasuk Chavov is saying, I want you to guard yourself, just like you did in Mitzrayim. From the Etzem Maisa. You already started guarding yourself in Mitzrayim, and I want you to continue. But it's not that in Mitzrayim you're guarding yourself from not being like the Canaanim, because that's two different categories, as we saw. But you were guarding yourself from the Etzem Maisa HaTumah. That you did in Mitzrayim, so continue. And now we can also explain what we need to understand in Rashi and Pasuk Chavches. It says, Losaki Aretz Eschem, Moshe Leben Melech, etc. They have the king, he eats food, he's got a very sensitive stomach. He vomits it up, it doesn't agree with his stomach. So the Chor, we have to understand. This inyan of Hakos Aretz was already said in Pasuk Chavhei. It's Vatitma, etc. Vatoki Aretz Es Yoshevel. So why there it wasn't, doesn't Rashi say anything? Only Rashi waits till Pasuk Chofches There Rashi says it's a mashal to a ben melech, that the earth can't, just like the ben melech can't take the bad food, the earth can't take, Eretz Yisrael can't take your sins. Beseder, that's very nice, good mashal. But say in Pasuk Chaf Hey, where it already says, V'atoki Eretz Yisrael. Why did it wait till Pasuk Chaf Ches? And Taka in the Torah is Kohanim. This medrash is on Pasuk Chaf Hey. Shuka Adam Ameki Es Mizonosov. And Bepash is Hein Ein Divrei Rashi. So if the Torah is Kohanim, which is Rashi's source, put it in Pasuk Chaf Hey. Why didn't Rashi? Rashi does this a lot. Marvi Rabbi Shlita often points this out. Rashi will put a drasha in Chazal and a pasuk that Chazal didn't put it on that drasha. Why? So based on what we said, when it says in the pasuk in Pasuk Chaf Hey, V'atoki Ha'aretz, it says in Pasuk Chaf Hey, V'atoki Ha'aretz. So not only because of this, there was Hakas Haaretz, because in Pasuk Chaf Hey, because in Pasuk Chaf Hey, Vatitamea Aretz, Vatitamea Aretz, Vefko Davona Aleha, Vatoki Haaretz Es Yoshveha. So here you have the ve'efkor avona aleha. What's the efkor avona aleha? That's Canaan. That relates specifically to Canaan. That the Canaan, because of their actions and they're connected to the earth, it's Eretz Canaan, and they gave this land because of their high level of sin a new name, a new chalos shame. So that's only the Aveira of Canaan. But in Pasuk Chafres, there it's the Mashal of the Ben Melech. Because in Pasuk Chafhei, it's not only the Mashal of the Ben Melech. Chafhei, there are two in Yanim. In Chafhei, there's the Mashal of the Ben Melech, that's where it says in the Pasuk, V'atoki Aretz Yoshveho. But there's also the Inyan of Efkor Avona Aleha, which is unique to the Canaanim. So Rashi didn't want to write this mashal of the Ben Melech in Pasuk Chaf Hey, because there we're talking specifically about the Canaanim, and there's also of Efkod Avona Aleha, which we saw something different. It's not that the earth vomits you up because it's so sensitive, it's that the earth itself is considered sinning, and that's shaykh only to Canaan, not to Mitzrayim. But in Pasuk Chafres, V'lo Saki Aretz Eschem, V'tamechem Osam Kasher Kasakar Yishel Ufneichem. So there we're talking just about the Hakah, just about the fact that the earth isn't Soivel, the earth can't handle, can't take over Avera. And therefore it vomits you up. So since this Mashal can be applied to Chafres in Toto, whereas in Chaf Hey, it doesn't apply to the whole Pasuk, because it's also an Efkor Avona Aleha, which is, there's two inyanim in Pasuk Chaf Hey. There's the Hakas Aretz, but there's also Efkor Avona Aleha. The earth vomits you up, but the earth itself is sinning. And that Mashal doesn't apply to where the earth itself is sinning. Therefore, it only says in Pasuk Chaf Ches. Later on, Rashi puts it there, because there it applies only, there the Mashal applies to the Pasuk in Toto. Kasher Kaz Agoy, the earth is going to vomit you out, like it vomited the nation that was there before you. That's the whole meaning of the earth vomiting, but that, it's not shaykh to be'efkor avon aleha. That means this, the earth itself is sinning. And now we can also understand the Torah's Kohanim and Pasuk Chaf Ches. And the word velosaki, it says melame charetz chayev is galus idei dvar mele, that when we do these things, these terrible abominations, that we're chayev galus selcharet shver. It already talks about this hakah and pasuk chaf hey. So why did the Torah's Kohanim wait with this yalfusa, this limud, until pasuk chaf ches? But based on what we said, it's very beautiful, because the yalfusa is shearetz chayev is galus al yedei hadvarim haelu, that the earth, people on this earth are going to be chayiv galus through these things. In other words, it's enough with these things alone, and you don't need anything else. You don't need that the people have to be particularly mushchas in order to get galus haaretz. It's enough just that they do these averis, but they don't have to make laws that these averis are permitted. And that's only in chafres. In other words, it's teaching us that just by being metame the aretz alone, that enough warrants galus, and you don't need to have this added element of also being completely mushchas, as you have in chafhei. So therefore, wait with the afusa till chafches to say that just for this alone, just for being metame the aretz alone, without the added element of the hashchas of the people, that they permitted terrible averis, they said it's not even a toeva. Just doing the tumah alone is enough to cause galus. Therefore, the yafusa waited till pasuk chavches, because that's where it talks just about tumas aretz and not this added element of the hashchas of the people that we have in chavhei. And with this mahalach, we can also explain Psukim at the end of Parashas Kedoshim. It says, "Ushmartim kol chukosav es kol mishpatav asisam osam velo toki aretz eschem asher ani mevi eschem sham lo shevetz ba velo telchu b'chukos hagoyah she'ani v'shalechem b'pneichem ki es kol eilo asu v'akutz bam." So we have to understand the keifa. It says, Pasuk Chav Beis, the inyan of akos aretz, velo soki aretz eschem, and then it says it nachamol in the next Pasuk. So, what does it mean that va'akutzbam? It also means that they became disgusting, and they left the earth. They left Eretz Yisrael. So, why does Chav Gimel repeat Chav Beis, but it just says it in different words? Al Sheikh was all made on this. Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says, in Pasuk Chav Beis it says, V'lo Saki. And it's not tole, it doesn't make it dependent on that the guy that was there before you, I'm sending away. It just says, V'lo Saki Yaretz Eschem, Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shem Al Hashavetz, but it shouldn't spit you out. That's Chav Beis. Chav Gimel, it says, there it says that don't do like the goyim I'm sending away from before you. They did these, and therefore they had to leave. They were disgusting. So in pasuk of gimel, it's tole these averas in the nation that was there before you, and they were vomited out. In pasuk of beis, it doesn't mention the nation that was there before you. Also, have a different lashon. Chav Beis is v'taki aretz, and Chasu Chav Gimel is v'akutzbam. Manyein. So based on what we said, it would appear that in Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Ushmartem. And that means, like what we said in Pasuk Chav Vav, that we mentioned in the previous shir, that's not guarding the tzivui of Averis Arayis. And it says, you have to guard all the chukim and mishpatim that we have in our rayas. And if we don't, if we're not guarding these tzivuyim, and we do these averis, it's going to bring takas haaretz. Like we saw in the psukim, chavav to chavches in acharemos, that's enough for takas haaretz, just doing these sins alone. But we can't bring in this inyan of throwing out the nation that was there before us, just because of this alone. Because they didn't just do Tumas Haaretz. And on that point comes Pasuk Chav Gimel with another Asar, L'Selchu B'chukas Agoy Asher Ani Anochi Asher Ani Mishalech Mipneichem Ki Es Kol Eila Asu V'Akutzbam. And we we said that the Chukas HaGoy are not only are they over on the Azhara, but they're making it a law. There's a law that you have to be immoral, that you're allowed to be immoral. So that's different than what they were warned in Chav Beis. Chav Beis is just guard the Arayas, make sure not to do these Averis. Pasuk Chav Gimel is don't make it a law. And therefore it's Talui in Pasuk Chav Beis, in Pasuk Chav Gimel, and the fact that the nation that was there before you was sent away, because Taka and Canaan, that's what they did. They made it into a law. And as we saw in the previous shiur, they did all of these averis. Now, even if they didn't do all the arayas, but the very fact that they made laws means that now they can be over on all of them. And that's why it says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, that's why it says, Ki es kol elu asu. Meaning now that they're making laws, they can do all of the averis. It's talking about that sug. Va'akutzbam. In other words, it's not just hakah that, like we explain, it's because of the tum and the begam that occurs through these averis. There's going to be hakah sa'aretz, because the earth can't take it. The Eretz Yisrael can't handle every avera. Like the Ben Melech who eats something and he's a sensitive stomach and he vomits it out. That's Pasuk Chav Beis. That's Velosaki. But by the Kenanim and the Azhara, that the Jewish people are warned not to do this, so that's, there's also Pakadati Ve'efkor Avona Alea. That there's a Chalos Shem in the Gavra. That this can't be their land. You can't be such a low level and still have that land. You can't stay in Eretz Canaan. That's like the sin of the earth. That's redefining the land. So this Chisus, this low moral level, is not only about the Maisim, it's about the Mahus HaGavra, the essence of the person, like we learned in the previous shir. And therefore it says, V'akutz bum, it's not just hakah that the earth is going to vomit you out, it's I'm going to be disgusted in you and these types of people. And then there's going to be the Avon Aleh and the Aretz, and that's why it's beautiful, it's V'akutz bum. So now we have Pasuk Chav Beis. Pasuk Chav Beis is saying, you just do these Maisim of Tumah, it's going to bring to Hakos Haaretz. Pasuk Chav Gimel says, oh, you make a chok out of it. V'akutzbam. I'm going to be disgusted in you. Because that's the Efkor Avona Aleha. That's reaching the lowest level. We said Canaan was the worst, like it's implied by Rashi. Because they made laws to permit it. And therefore, they've gone so low, they've reached such a point of sinfulness that even the earth is getting their sin. And that can't be. Therefore they have to leave. But it's for Akut's bum. Rish Baruch Hu was disgusted in them, not only in their Maisim, but in the Mahus HaGavra. And now we can explain Pasuk Lamed. In Achremos, Ushmartem is Mishmarti, Lubilti Asos Michuko Etoevos, Asher Nasu Lufnechem, Lotetamu Behemania Hashem Elokechem. So first it says, guard my guardings not to do these abominations, the laws of abominations that were done before you. And you shouldn't become Tame in them. But wait, it already says, Lubilti Asos Michuko Etoevos. So what is it adding when it says, Velotetamu Behem? Once it tells you not to do these abominations, you know that you shouldn't become tameh with them. The Or Chaim was romeis to this. The Alshich was omeid on this kasha. Based on what we said, it's very well understood, because the ikar of this pasuk is coming to tell us to make a mishmeres lemishmarati, to make zeres midrabanon, to be marchikas from arayas, as we see in Yevamos Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph Moed Katan Hamud Aleph Avos Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph in the Perish of Mishnayis. So it's coming to tell us to make zeres, to be marchikas from averus. Or it's coming to be warned the Beis Din about this, like it says in Torah's Kohanim and in Rashi. Which means either, like the Gemara says, that the Beis Din is supposed to make a Mishmeres L'Mishmarati, they should make sure that they make Harchakas and Siyagim, that people should keep these mitzvahs. Or that Beis Din should make sure that they're keeping the mitzvahs, not to make Harchakas, just that Beis Din should be on top of things to make sure the Jews are keeping the mitzvahs properly. So on this, the Pasuk says that the Shemira has to be both towards labilti asos michukah toevos. In other words, that they're making this toeva into a law that says that it's not a toeva. And it says beautifully in the pasuk, michukah toevos asher nasu lifneichem. That's Canaan. It was done before you. They made laws permitting abominations. And we were commanded that if there's any weakness in feeling the toeva of arayis, so we should make gzeiras to guard this. Or that Beis Din should be on top of it, that everybody should know that it's a toeva. So that's the make this mishmeres, ushmarti mishmarti. Make these guardings. Make harchakas, Beis Din, be on top of it. Make sure to give people musar. Make sure they're not doing this avera. Make sure they realize that it's a toeva. Labilti asas mechukah toevos. And then weiter. It says velo sitamu bahem, and you shouldn't become tame, which is on the maisa avera itself, because people have yetzaharas. And on that we should also make mishmeres l'mishmarti, and that we should also be on top of things. So these are the two aspects that are reflected in this pasuk: the mechukah toevos and the lo tetamu. Mechukah toevos are making the laws, and then lo tetamu is the etzem maisa. Mechukah toevos are making laws permitting the toevos. For that we have to make a mishmeres l'mishmeres and harchakas, or that Beis Din's on top of it. And then there's velo tetamu and the etzem hamaisim. Beis Din also has to make a. Not only do they have to make harchakas because they're going to not realize that it's a toeva, but they also have to make harchakas so they don't do the etzem maisa tumah. And with this we can explain the Rambam, the 21st parak of Vichas Asuri B, Halacha Aleph, Kol Abala Erva, Min Arayis Derech Eivarim. O Shechibek V'nishek Derech Taiva V'Ne'ne V'Kiriv Boser Hareza Loka Min HaTorah. Anybody who's come has beer with an Erva Derech Eivarim, or he's kisses or hugs with Taiva, and he enjoys the physical proximity to this woman, he gets Malkus Min HaTorah. Shenemar Labilti Asos Michukos Hatoy Evois V'Ne'mar V'Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva Kolomar Lo Sikrivu L'Dvar Mevilna De Gilui Erva. So the Rambam says, Rambam brings two psukim that you get malchus for negia, for kissing, hugging, or having arayis not in the normal way. One is labilti asos mechukos etoevos, and the other is lo sikavu legalos erva. Don't do anything to bring you to be megala the erva. This is the Rambam in the Yad, and also the Rambam in the Perash Mishnayis Sanhedrin Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph Ayin Shem. It's very shver lechora what the Rambam says. From the pasuk labilti asos michukos hatoevos, the lav here of being nana b'kiruv basa with an isha is from the pasuk of losikrifu. That's pashut. So why does the Rambam bring the second pasuk of don't do their abominations? The Rambam himself says that's the makor in the sefer hamitzvah behemshech dvarav and in sefer hamitzvah in losa seishin and gimel taris kohanim. Pasuk yotes also learns from losikrifu legalis. So what does that have to do with labilti asos mechukos toevos? And b'chla, we said this pasuk is an ashar to the Beis Din. What's it shaykh to making this not being close to arayis? This is an ashar in the Beis Din. Ashar in the Beis Din to make a mishmeres l'mishmeres. It's not talking about isur kiruv basar. So what's the Rambam bringing from here for? But based on what we said, we can answer as follows. Obviously, Rabbi Nosson says in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph that the Isser of coming close to Arayis is a Siyag. Kalashan Rambam, She Isser al Davra, maybe Lide Bia. Anything that brings to Bia. The Isser of Negiah. Of Krevel Arayis, as we can ring to Bia. Look in the Rosh Yosef, Shabbos, Tafi Beis on Beis, and the Sholom Eshiv, Chelek Gimel, Madur Dalet, Simon Kuflamid Beis, the Beis Halevi Chelik Aleph Siman Aleph Oizches, Lekach Toiv Kval Ches Oizches, the Meshech Chochmah, Parshas Achremos, the Ramaskel B'Sefer HaMitzvahs. Now as we're Choshesh, that this Kirva, this Negiah, this kissing and hugging is going to bring Chas Hashalom to Bia. And for this reason, if there's no Isser Bia, there's no Isser Al-Kirv Basar. Look there in the Sholem Meshiv, in the Beis HaLev, in the Meshech Chochmah that we mentioned. But it's before in the Rambam that the Isser only applies when it's Derech Taiva V'nene, like the Shach says in Yoredei, it's also Mekuf Tzadihei, and it's Mekuf Nzayntiv Kotn Yud. Rov Gedolei Apost can agree with the Shach that it's only Derech Taiva V'nene. And it's muchuch that way from a number of sugis hashas. That it's only if it's derech taiva that it's asur daraisa, this whole union of negiya. B'chorot shver. Even if it's not derech taiva, they still might come to bia. Ein apotropos larayis. Why is it only asur? Why is chibul kanishuk only asur derech taiva v'nene? So tak it's the sheet of the Beis Yosef and Simon Kuf Tzadihei and Yoredei and the Beis Shmuel, Evan Ezer, Simon Chav, Sivkot Na'alef. The Tshuvas of the Rambam, that it's Aser B'chol Gavna, and apparently for that reason, if it's because it might come to Bia, so even if it's not Derech Taiv, it might come to Bia. But how do we explain the other Shita, Shach and others, the Rambam? That it's only us or Derech Taiva. If the whole problem is that it might lead to Bia, so it might lead to Bia, even if it's not done Derech Taiva. So it would appear that that's why the Rambam writes, it brings the pasuk of the Chukos HaToevos. It's toled in that, because this pasuk is telling us that we have to make a mishmeres l'mishmeres, not only on the etzem habia asura, but also on relating to this matter as if it's not a toeva. And on this the Rambam says that the din siyag also that was said d'oraisa in the pasuk of Lo Sikrevu isn't on a maisa that might lead to a maisa. Rather, it's a hisyachasus of choyser toeva. When a person's mechabek in menashek, so that he relates to this act of being nene from Arayus as not being a toeva. So just the hugging and kissing alone, that in itself says it's not a toeva. What's wrong with this? I'm not doing anything. And in such a situation, since there's no longer a siyag that we have in Arayus that we would make because it's a toeva. Remember, you're making siyagim also because it's a toeva. If this siyag, if this fence is batal through these maisim, there's more of a chashash that it's going to come to a maisa. And therefore, there's a lav in being batal this siyag through these maisim. And it's like the mishmeres l'mishmarti. It says in this pasuk, u'shmartim etzecha l'bilti asas michuko atoevos, michukos atoevos. It's a chiyuv lasos mishmeres that the arayus should remain a toeva in people's eyes. Not just that people shouldn't come to the etzem maisa habia, but that it should remain a toeva. That's what's going to make it, that's what's going to keep people far away from this when they realize this is a toeva. And that's the gether of the lav of Lo Sikrevu. That you want to keep away from not looking at this as a toeva, and therefore the iser is only derech taiva v'nene. Only then, if a person does a derech taiva v'nene, then he doesn't look at this as being a toeva. But if he's not doing it derech taiva v'nene, he's not saying that it's, he's not expressing that it's no toeva. Because what's the toeva? Toeva is the maisa bia, the hanas bia. But if he's not doing it derech hana, if he's not doing the hugging and kissing derech hana, so he's not negating the toeva. Negating the toeva is when he's being nana b'kirv basar. He's essentially saying there's nothing wrong with this. That's an expression of a, that's like breaking down that fence. Breaking down that fence that it's a toeva. We don't only want a fence on the Maisa. We want a fence on the To'eva aspect. So if it was just on the Maisa, so Einachinami, any Chibuk and Nishuk might lead to Bia. But if it's a fence that people aren't going to see it as a To'eva, it's only Chibuk and Nishuk on that's Derech Taiva. Because that breaks down a person's relationship to this Maisa as being a To'eva. We're not just protecting the Maisa Bia, then it would always be Aser. We're protecting our Hesiachasis to this Maisa as being a To'eva. What's a To'eva? The Hanav of a Maisa Bia. And the Mela, the Hanav of a Chibuk and Nishuk. If there's no Hanav of Chibuk and Nishuk, you're right. Mitzad the Tumah might lead to the Tumah. But with this Maisa itself, you're not removing that barrier of it being a To'eva in your eyes. It could still be. The ultimate act of Bia, of Bia's Harais, could still be a To'eva in your eyes. But here it's not Nana, so it's a different story. So for the Rambam says, look at the gather. The gather is that it has to be this type of chibuk and nishuk that's going to remove your relationship to this act as being a to'eva. That's aser. But if you're not going to, you're still going to see it as a to'eva, then the chibuk and nishuk are mutter, redin Torah. So for the Rambam said, lo sikravu, and he also brought michukos ha-to'evos. So he wanted to show you that this is to prevent the to'eva aspect from coming into being. As the gedarim are saying, you don't stop looking at it as a to'eva, and therefore you only need to do that if there's going to be hanav of kirva. It says no hanav, it's not derech taiva, then you're still going to relate to the ultimate bia as being a to'eva. So you didn't run over in the daraisa. But if a person does it derech taiva, then he says, oh, derech taiva is not a to'eva. And that is already included in the siyag. So, sweetest friends, there's more to say on the sugya. We might have a third segment, we might not. But the important thing is that we... saw a beautiful, beautiful mahalach in these psukim, Parshas Ramos and Parshas Kedoshim, which are myself, Alumot, Lulamid, Mishmo, Balas, Sulakam, Skuldi, Rizam, Teresa, Vyahava, Amen, Vyamain, Shalom, Shalom, Sweetest, and Most Beloved.